In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Monsoon is a slightly cryptic name for a little film written and directed by Hong Kao, Cambodian-born but longtime English resident. It does rain once or twice, but I assume the title has a more figurative meaning as we follow the character of Kit, not expat Cambodian but Vietnamese, returning home after living abroad most of his life.
It's been a long time. 30 years.
I see you in the street. I cannot recognize you.
The opening shot is striking, an aerial shot of an empty city crossroad. The lights change and cars move out in an orderly manner. And then suddenly from every direction comes a swarm of motor scooters, that ubiquitous means of transport in most Southeast Asian cities.
Where are you staying?
Taoyuan, District 2.
You should visit your old home.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Kit meets a childhood friend, Lee. They last saw each other when they were just 6 or 7. Kit no longer speaks Vietnamese, and for Lee and his family, he looks like just another English tourist.
Cậu còn nhớ tôi không? Hồi đó tôi hay kể chuyện cho cậu nghe.
Do you remember my mother? She read stories to you when you were very young.
Yeah, I have a vague remembrance of that.
Cậu hãy cứ nhớ một chút.
He's here to scatter his late mother's ashes somewhere in her former homeland, even though she never returned after the war. Kit's entire family left in a hurry because they didn't feel safe. Kit's parents had worked for the American-backed South Vietnamese government.
What did your parents do here?
My dad worked for a Southern Vietnamese official. Delivery man, driver, helper.
Was he under suspicion after the reunification?
Yeah, it was.
But that was over 30 years ago, and Kit spends much of Monsoon trying to get his head around the new Vietnam. And the new Vietnam has many modern facilities, such as online dating. Kit hooks up with remarkable ease with an American expat called Lewis.
You look like your picture, thank God.
To where we used to live. I felt like a tourist. I hardly recognize this country anymore.
What begins as an uncomplicated one-night stand becomes something more, partly by accident. Lewis is a businessman. He makes clothes and gets much of his work done in the new business-friendly Saigon. But like Kit, he has his own ghosts from the past.
I remember growing up in London, every Vietnamese person that I met lost a family member here.
Yeah, it took a great deal out of us too. Generation forgotten, country divided.
Monsoon stars Crazy Rich Asians Henry Golding, who seems to be the go-to actor if you're looking for someone Anglo-Asian. And it's a film that never quite settles on what's the main driving motor.
I had no idea that we were leaving. I went to sleep one night, and when I woke up, I was on a boat, drifted for days.
Is it a criticism of the colonialism that started the war back in the 50s? Is it saying it's time to move on, to accept that both Vietnam's colonial and later communist governments are things of the past, and that at least half the population weren't born until after the war?
My mother passed about a year ago now.
Did your parents ever come back to Vietnam?
Never.
Must have been very painful for them not to come back.
Or is it a simple love story between two people trying to find their place in this new world? Well, that story certainly gets the lion's share of the screen time, despite the fact that neither Kit nor Lewis, played by Parker Sawyers, is particularly interesting.
This is one of my designs.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's a cool brand.
Why curve?
Because I'm not straight.
Nice. Totally awesome, man.
Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not. I wasn't.
I have to say that Monsoon became more interesting after I left the theatre. The story of what happened to the thousands of boat people who fled Vietnam after Saigon fell could have been a fascinating one, certainly one that very rarely gets told, unlike that of the homecoming American soldiers.
Who will you scatter the ashes?
Or returning them home.
But this film seems content to just graze the surface. Despite some intriguing moments, the conflicting attitudes to their history among the older and younger generations of Vietnamese, Kit starting to realise what kept his parents from returning home, it's hard to engage on much more than a tourist level.
Why has it been so long for you to return?
Kit and Lewis obviously have comfortable lives at home, and nothing they see in Vietnam is likely to make much of a dent in them. In the end, we remain a little unclear what, if anything, either of them are looking for anyway.
So did you find what you wanted in Hanoi?
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.